This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. If you're like me and you spend some time in state forests and game areas, well, first, make sure you get some Blaze Orange on right now because it's all kind of hunting seasons in the fall. But some of these places are hilly and hiking can be a little rugged. And if you're an outdoors enthusiast and you use a wheelchair or have some other kind of disability, some of those trails can be nearly impossible to use. And that's where Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors comes in. Tom Jones, the project coordinator of that group, says, "It's not pure Michigan unless it's an accessible pure Michigan." Tom Jones joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Lester. Thanks also, for having me out.
Also joining us is Vince Gatch with Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors. Has gone hunting with Tom, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, Tom, every individual with a disability is going to face a different barrier to getting out in the woods and fields to go hunting and enjoy nature. Where do you start in making assessments?
I start with a phone call. You know, I get calls from all over the state, people of all other abilities, and they ask me, you know, like you said, there's a lot of barriers. But when you start introducing people to, you know, like my organization, there's a lot of volunteers. We don't have the fanciest equipment, but we have a lot of willingness. And, you know, with the DNR's help, we made a lot of these trails accessible. It's just a brush hog trail. So, you know, we got a team there. We, like with Vince, we have tracked wheelchairs. We get him out of his chair.
Yeah, I want to talk about those later. Yeah, I saw some pictures of those. Those are pretty cool looking. How'd the project get started?
Around 2014, the state of Michigan and a bunch of folks, the Eisenhower Center, they sat down around a table and started to think about what, you know, these vets need coming back. And it was also for the other ABLED communities. So they're saying there's barriers, like you said. So they all got together and made a big strategic plan and went to initiate this, and they hired me for it. And I just ran with it. I looked at it as an extended enlistment for me. I continue to serve. I'm a combat veteran with the 101st Airborne Division, so I still was able to come home and serve my communities.
Vince, how'd you find out about Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors?
Actually, I was at the University of Michigan Medical Center wheelchair seating clinic and was having a conversation about getting outdoors and the durability of the wheelchairs, and they actually introduced me, or they gave me Tom's information, and I reached out to Tom.
What kind of disability do you have, and how did it happen?
I'm a C5, C6 quadriplegic. I broke my neck on the 4th of July, 1989, in a diving accident.
So what kind of obstacles does that throw up for you, preventing you from getting in the woods?
Anything from just the terrain not being level enough, like wet terrain, my wheels will get dug in. I have very low clearance. I can get stuck on the smallest of roots that protrude from the grass.
So how did Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors help you? What did you need to get back outdoors like you wanted to?
The one thing I like to say about Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors is it's like a hunting club as well. Not just people, I mean, they help out and they're awesome, but there's a great group of guys out there and women that would do probably anything for you.
So there's camaraderie there. It's
absolutely
coffee and camaraderie. Yeah. That's what we call it.
When'd you first get back in the woods?
Originally, I got back in the woods back in the late 90s while I was still a student at the University of Michigan. And then just recently with Tom and his organization after I moved back to the state of Michigan.
Yeah, that's almost 30 years difference you're talking about there. What was that first day like?
This year?
Yeah.
Awesome. The first morning, we saw four deer within an hour
shooting light,
an hour, and of course I missed shooting my first opportunity, but it was great. It was just exhilarating to be able to get into that type of terrain and those areas of the woods.
Tom, what's it like for you when you're able to find a way to get somebody out in the wild and they haven't been out for a while?
Well, that's my harvest. You know, harvests come in many shapes and sizes, but, you know, being able to take someone that's been getting drug out to deer camp on a sled for the past 15 seasons, and, you know, we have every era. I take out Korean War veterans and have to strap oxygen tanks to their chair, and then I'm sending them out in the woods with a shotgun. You know, it's their hunt. This is Vince came to me, and I'd like to interject a little about Vince's story. You know, he said that 30-year age gap between him getting in the outdoors. It was also 30 years. He said 1989. I was 8 years old, and the pool that he dove into was 8 houses down the road from me growing up.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and then we meet up 30 years later in a blind and find that story out. You know, we knew the same guy, and it was a little gesture, I think, from the universe saying, hey, you guys are on the right track, you know.
You touched on this a little bit, but you keep talking about veterans. I just want to clarify, is it a veterans-only group?
No. Most of us are combat veterans, and there's no segmentation when it comes to service. These are the same folks that raised their right hand, and, you know, I went after the towers went down. I went and enlisted 2 days after. You know, it's a community that knows service well, selfless service above anything. It's an extended enlistment day for many. But this is for everyone. It's not exclusive at all.
I want to talk about what kind of assistance you're getting. You mentioned the DNR, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Are there hunting groups or sponsors or other folks giving you a hand to make Operation Freedom Outdoors work?
We did the work first, for sure. You said a project coordinator in there, and those are old prints. You know, we were incorporated in September of 2017. I ran it as a cause for 3 years to be vetted in the community we serve, because there's a lot of fly-by-night organizations out there claiming to do what's right for us poor vets,
right.
You know. So every dime pretty much that we've brought in, I've got a phone call that said, hey, we Googled you. And it was from Garmin International, GPS Garmin. They did a golf outing for us past 3 years and got the attention of the Warren firefighters. They threw a wild game dinner for us. So a lot of community outfits are seeing how we're impacting the communities and knowing that it's, you know, it's wholehearted. There's no motives behind it. Just to, you know, as Michigan residents, we own 12% of Michigan. It's public land. It doesn't matter if, you know, Vince comes out or we get a triathlete or, you know, whoever. It's public land.
All right. We talked about these track chairs, these action track chairs to get out in the woods. I've seen pictures of them. They look cool as can be. What's it like to use them, Vince?
Oh, it's awesome. Those things, I don't know if there's...
I mean, is it like a toggle use, or how do they work?
Essentially, it's just like my current wheelchair, like a toggle hand control, push forward, back, reverse, left, right, but...
Except you're on tank tracks.
You're on tank tracks, and there's not much stopping you.
No, you're on sitting on marine batteries that you can get down in the creeks, and fully charged, you know, a warm day, you can run it for 10 miles on a single charge. So, and you can drag deer out of the woods with it.
Oh, wow.
So it makes my job
right.
A little easier.
Yeah, I bet you can.
I haven't had the opportunity yet to put it through a thorough test.
Season's young.
I'm not sure what that means.
It's not even gun season, and he's already got meat in the freezer, so.
Yeah, you're a bow hunter, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You had some help putting together a special bow for you?
Well, my stepdad, he put together a contraption for me, like a tripod to hold the bow for me and a trigger mechanism in order for me to pull the trigger since I have limited use of my fingers.
It must work well, apparently. You've already got meat in the freezer.
Yeah, it does. It works really well.
I understand you're working on some projects at the Sharonville State Game Area. I just found that place in the last few years, and I love it out there. What
beautiful.
Are you doing out there?
Well, we're basically working with the DNR. You know, they've highlighted MIOFO in there. So there's a 700-acre unit.
MIOFO is Michigan Operation Freedom.
Yes, sorry. Military's all acronyms. But so the Natural Resource Commission allocated 700 acres of it for me 4 seasons ago. And they said, we're going to see what you can do, Tom. They gave me a clean slate. You know, we were hauling pop-up blinds on our shoulders and getting people in. You know, but now today we have Ford Motor Company stepped up in the Union Sportsman's Alliance, and their sole purpose is to get union men and women into conservation. They heard that I was getting these blinds built, and they said, oh, hey, we want to.
Yeah, you're talking about accessible blinds.
Yeah, so these blinds are built. I took it to the Ford Community Ramp Team, and they built the blind around the chair. So everything from the door handle to the windows inside. And, you know, like I tell everyone, it's deer season. It's a great time to be outdoors. But, you know, if Vincent would have came to me and said, hey, Tom, I want to shoot with a Nikon, you know, instead of a Remington, I'd have put him in the same spot. He'd have saw the same deer. And, you know, that's his opportunity.
But no meat in the freezer that way.
Yeah, well, we can hit Jerome's on the way out.
So have you used one of these accessible blinds yet, Vince?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. They're nice?
They're very nice. Yeah, they're probably the nicest blinds I've ever seen.
Tell me about the hunting guides. I understand you, are these guys who hunt a lot in this area, they know it well, or are they just volunteer to help out to make sure people get what they want to get?
Yeah, it's a mixed bag for sure. Initially, the public came out and they're like, whoa, who are these guys taking over 700 acres of our public land? you know, and they're all exclusive for folks that meet the early hunt criteria, the liberty and independence hunt, permit to hunt from a standing vehicle. But so, you know, we were just so adamant out there, and we had so much dirt under our nails doing this that the same people that were upset that started coming by camp, then they start drinking my coffee, then they start volunteering. And it's folks that
And Sharonville's a lot bigger than 700 acres.
You're just It's 700 within the 4,600, which is all public land. And we extend these opportunities to the public as well. There's only dates that these blinds are secured.
It sounds like the hunting community has embraced this project.
Yes, and a lot of folks that we help out end up, you know, we retain a lot of the other able to community to come back to the outdoors. So they want to be, they beat me to the gate for coffee and stuff.
Vince, we're running out of time, but I wanted to ask you a favor. What do you want to tell people in the differently abled community about this opportunity? What do they need to know?
I think that they should visit Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors website and get in touch with Tom, because, I mean, I've been looking around and I haven't seen any other opportunities like this. And I plan on being a part of MyOFO for years.
Vince has been, you know, you get slapped in the face with a million different kinds of perspective out there. Just when you think you're having a bad day, someone rolls in through the door with a bigger smile than you, and, you know, it kind of puts things into place, and especially in a spot that we all know so well as beasts, you know, outdoors. That was my harvest, was being out there with you and hearing all, you know, all the things we have in common, and, you know, just how to see that look on your face. It didn't take a lot, did it?
No.
And he just called me, and I encourage everybody to do that. But I also want people to, you know, I'm the vice chair of the DNR's Accessibility Advisory Council. So if there's parks out there that are limiting access, you know, we're taking these to the Allegan State Game Area next year. So it's a really easy replication. You just put the blinds there, get the structures on the ground.
Get a few volunteers and go.
Yeah, that's it.
Tom Jones is the president and CEO of the Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors. Vince Gensch participates in the Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors project and already has had some fun and, like we said, some meat in the freezer, which is one sign of a successful program.
Well, I haven't got my I taxed the back straps, and I haven't got those yet, so we'll see.
Well,
they're in my freezer.
Nice. Bring them to camp.
I think he's ought to come over and have to cook if he's going to be taking part of your harvest there, it sounds like. Thanks, you guys, for coming in.
No, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.